Now, I sometimes read the Herald Sun, strictly to find out what Rupert thinks of the issues of the day, you understand. On Friday, this headline caught my eye, Cosmic Mystery Discovery. The report from Paris began, and I quote, "Astrophysicists have detected a burst of cosmic radio waves within our solar system for the first time and identified its source." End of quote. The article was about an outburst on a magnetar, which is a young neutron star. The outburst is known as a fast radio burst. Now, this burst came from a neutron star within our Milky Way galaxy. That opening paragraph could be interpreted as the detection of the radio waves having occurred within our solar system. Well, yeah, they were detected on Earth, which is in our solar system. But as the final paragraph of the Herald Sun's article points out, as many as 10,000 fast radio bursts may occur every day. The other interpretation of the opening paragraph was that the burst of cosmic radio waves originated within our solar system. Now, obviously, the galaxy is not inside our solar system, nor any other solar system for that matter. Well, we here on The Space Show like to give you the real story and not the garbled version as in that newspaper report. Now, here is what happened. On April the 28th this year, a super-magnetized stellar remnant known as a magnetar was observed to have blasted out a simultaneous mix of X-ray and radio signals never observed before. The flare-up included the first fast radio burst ever seen from within our Milky Way galaxy. This showed that magnetars can produce these mysterious and powerful radio blasts previously only seen in other galaxies. The magnetar is a type of isolated neutron star. Now imagine a star many times bigger than our Sun crushed down to the size of metropolitan Melbourne. What makes magnetars so special is its intense magnetic field. The magnetic field of a normal neutron star can be 10 billion times stronger than a fridge magnet. The magnetars are 1,000 times stronger again. That's equivalent to 10 trillion fridge magnets. On April the 28th, several satellites observed X-ray bursts from a magnetar, which is known as SGR 1935 plus 2154. These satellites included the Swift Observatory, the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope, the NISA X-ray telescope on the International Space Station. For half a day, these instruments monitored the magnetar. Because these satellites are in low Earth orbit, they are not able to continuously monitor the magnetar. The Earth blocks the view for nearly half of each orbit. As luck would have it, when, 13 hours after the initial burst, a special X-ray burst erupted, these three satellites were out of view. This burst lasted only half a second. Fortunately, other satellites were by now monitoring the magnetar, and these were the European Space Agency's Integral, the China National Space Administration's Huiyan X-ray satellite, and the Russian CONUS instrument aboard NASA's Wind satellite. At the same time, several radio telescopes detected a radio burst that lasted only a thousandth of a second. Now, these radio telescopes included the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, which is located in British Columbia, and the Survey for Transient Astronomical Radio Emission, which is a trio of detectors in California and Utah. Taken together, the observations strongly suggest that the magnetar produced the Milky Way's equivalent of a fast radio burst. That means that magnetars in other galaxies likely produce at least some of the fast radio bursts that we have been observing over the past several years. To reiterate, SGR 1935 plus 2154 is about 30,000 light-years away from Earth. Now, our Milky Way galaxy has a diameter of around 200,000 light-years across. Now, our solar system is only a dozen light-hours across. Conclusion, SGR 1935 plus 2154 is within our Milky Way galaxy, but is most definitely not in our solar system.